back here at Capital One Arena. The Maple Leafs trailing in the game by a score of 4-2, and the faceoff is brought to you by Molson's new Fireside Dark Lager, brewed with 7 specially selected malts. It's perfect for cold nights filled with warm conversation. Molson Fireside, now available in store for a limited time. Well, the bathtub has flowed one way here with only one goal scored down to our left. So let's see if that continues. But the Leafs are going to need to have a much better period. They keep the puck in at the blue line as it bounces into the slot area. Unable to shoot it, though, was the Leafs' Johnson as he gets it around back of the net. Matthews trying to get it back to the blue line, sends it back behind the goal. Nylander in the far corner, trying to shield it there from Orlov. Holds it, plays it on the backhand, not far enough at all. And Kuznetsov is going to get it out and send it into the Toronto bench. Power play would be really nice. Leafs have not had any. Washington's had 4, including a two-man advantage that
although you had to call it, I mean, it was knocked over the glass, so that's kind of the no-brainer call. It was unfortunate because it was batted. It wasn't shot out. Yep. It was batted out of midair. But
this has been a week where officiating has come into a lot of scrutiny. Backhand shot blocked in front of the net and went just through the crease. Centering pass for Tavares, a shot right on, stopped by Samsonov. And it'll be played out into the center ice area now for Oshie. Oshie on the left wing for Ovechkin. Ovechkin with 1 assist on the night in the 5-on-3 goal. He has it in the near corner. Had it knocked back of the goal. Stick laying on the ice. Not sure who belongs to that. No, it's one of the Capitals as it's offside at the Washington blue line with 18:45 to go here in the third period. Leafs will return home. And Saturday, the Boston Bruins arrive in town.
So again, the Leafs twice this season went back-to-back games. And then we saw the 2-0 start followed by a 3-game losing streak. But some early season concerns as far as protecting leads. Every game they've played in this year, they've had the lead.
Draw won by Washington.
Putting a 3-goal lead against Montreal in the third and a 2-goal lead here in Washington.
Capitals get it in over the line. Play it to the near side. A one-timer. A pad save made by Hutchison, but a big rebound, and the Leafs are able to carry it back down into the cap zone. Moore was stood up there on a hit by Ratko Gudas. And now played to an open wing and just kept in with a shot right on. Knocked away by Samsonov. Leafs a little better push here in the start of the period anyway. Moore sends it towards the net. Samsonov with the paddle down made that save. Here's Matthews back of the net, unable to get it in front. And it'll be played up on the wing and brought to center ice now by Lars Eller. He'll circle back. The Leafs are changing in the go.
I think if the Leafs keep this up, possession time in the forecheck in the Washington zone. Maybe power play.
Now here's a chance now for Nylander in. Took a shot. That was high and wide. Down the boards. It's kept in at the blue line by Matthews. Feathered over on the near side. Johnson trying to free it up for Matthews. Got it along the boards and into the corner. Matthews curls it back to the point. Walking off the wing now on the pass. Berry! And the one-timer on the far side. Nylander or Johnson fanned on it. Johnson back to the blue line to Berry. Gave it back to him and then returned. Pass in front. Johnson swinging it at the net. Good pad save made there by Samsonov. At the point, another shot. Samsonov got in front of that.
They're going to say this puck came out of the zone and is an offside call.
Well, for a minute there, there was an arm up. I was
that excited?
Yeah, well, for a minute.
So the Leafs, again, great possession time. But Tyson Berry threw it across Andreas Johnson. Now, he still would have had to get it over Leipzig, who had sprawled in front of him. And Johnson was unable to control it and get it to the net.
Played down into the Toronto zone. Icing negated by the hustle of the forechecking forward, Carl Hagelin, but the Leafs are able to get the puck out into neutral ice. A Against the board, CeCe. Bodied in there by Haglund. And cleared down into the zone by Wilson. Kuznetsov out there as well. Here are the Leafs coming through the neutral zone. Marner flips it in. High stick made contact. And then a shot by Marner. And a good pad save by Samsonov. Back to the blue line. And CeCe can't keep a bouncing puck in as he has to retreat back into neutral ice. Launched back into Washington territory to allow a change of players for Toronto. Carlson back of the net, intercepted by Mikheyev. He tried to center it in front, but it went off the stick of Barry and all the way back down into the Toronto end. Here's Kapanen, weaving through the neutral zone and in, but had it scooped away on the back check. Good play by Oshie. On the right wing side for Kapanen in. Kapanen a pass that's just behind Kerfoot, and he couldn't get his stick around to receive it. And the Caps get it off a skate and bank it down into the Toronto zone. No icing. Back come the Maple Leafs. They've carried the play here but have not been rewarded. And you would think a goal would go even more to their feet if they could get one here. Turnover at the blue line but carried out by Hathaway. And now here is Orlov to center. He'll drop it back. Ovechkin closes. Ovechkin going to the net, and he backhanded it wide. Timoshov scoops it to the line, and it's going to bounce out into the center ice area.
One thing I think you're going to see is the Leafs continue to press. Michael Hutchinson may get a few odd man rushes back the other way.
Here the Leafs to the line. Backhanding it in is Gauthier. Around back of the net for Nick Jensen. He'll get it up on the right wing, and the Capitals get it out at center. Here's a chance for Lars Eller. A shot and caught by the right hand of Michael Hutchison, and he's going to hold on. The Leafs with 25 shots, which gives them six in this period. That was just the second shot on Hutchison.
Well, you still see that speed by the Washington Capitals, where it doesn't take much for them to take off and get an opportunity. Hutchison a pretty good stop here with a glove hand. And I think if there's going to be any kind of comeback here in the third period, Hutchison's going to have to be perfect.
Leafs were 2-1-0 against Washington a year ago.
He said they won the game in here early and then split games in Toronto.
Here's Johnson getting it around back of the net for Tyson Barry. Barry flips it out at center, brought on by Matthews into the slot. The drop pass and the shot is kicked away into the corner by Samsonov. For not looking very confident in the second period, he's looked all world here thus far in the third. At the point of bouncing puck goes wide. Matthews in the far corner, chased by Eller. Trying to flip it back to the blue line. Muzzin was trapped, brought on by Varana, and Matthews is able to get back against him. Played it around back of the net. Barry starts back for the Maple Leafs down the right wing boards. Pass was off his stick, and Mikheyev couldn't reach it. Played back into the center ice area and down to the Leaf blue line. CeCe will retreat it back behind the Toronto goal. Paid it right out in front of his own net. And the Capitals will now shoot it down around back of the goal. Eller trying to work out of the corner with it. Still with it as he works back to the blue line. Fed off on the right wing side. A drive kicked away by Hutchison. Centering pass comes around to the near wing. Orlov creeps in at the left point. Played it around back of the net. Stolen back by the Leafs. Marner starts away with a great bank pass. Mikheyev in, and the shot is into the glove of Samsonov.
And you're right, Samsonov has looked very sharp after a tough first period and a somewhat shaky at times second period. He's come up with some great stops here in period number three.
I think Mikheyev's follow-through on the wrist shot may have clipped Evgeny Kuznetsov, who has doubled over heading to the Washington bench. But no penalties here. A break in the action. The Leafs trailing 4-2. You're listening to Multi-Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at Capital One in downtown Washington City as the Maple Leafs trail by a score of 4-2. And a stick of Mikheyev came up and clipped Kuznetsov. No penalty. Here the Leafs with the puck in the offensive end at the blue line. Spinning is Barry. Works down the right wing board. Stops. Back to the point. Drive is whistled wide of the goal by Muzzin. And played back to the blue line and swatted back in again for Matthews. Matthews trying to get it away from his man. Knocks him down. Now the puck's still free but poked out at center ice. And Oshie is racing away. Orlov trying to catch up to be a two-on-one. Drops now for Ovechkin. And he badly blew the pass. Now Orlov clearing it into the corner. Oshie works back of the net for Washington. Spins it back to the blue line to Nick Jensen. Dished off to Backstrom. Backstrom to the near side to Orlov. Back to Backstrom, and the one-timer coming is blocked. Rebound controlled by Jensen and played into the corner, but intercepted by the Leafs. And as Muzzin tried to snap it ahead to William Nylander, he was not expecting the pass. And an icing charge comes as a result.
Nylander was standing still as well, so couldn't skate into it. As we saw, they get all the zone pressure by the Leafs, and all of a sudden, pucks turned over, and the Washington Capitals are very dangerous off the rush.
27 shots apiece now. The Capitals have brought that number back. And another shot is juggled and held by Hutchison, and a faceoff coming in the circle to his right.
12. And really, and we talked about this, the Leafs easily could be down 6-2. We had the early whistle on the Tom Wilson goal. We had the one that went through Hutchinson.
Hit
off
the post. Well, the Leafs were the beneficiaries of a big second period last night when they scored four times. This time, a three-goal second period, but when you add a goal with a minute one to go in the first, it's a four-goal uprising by Washington and has put the Leafs in a big hole. Played down. Wow. Icing call here coming against Toronto. Radko Gudas had a chance to go and get the puck on the boards. Instead, just turned and skated straight back. And by that time, it turns into an icing.
Mitch Marner had a three-point night against Minnesota. Tavares had a goal, but that line has been very, very quiet again tonight, hasn't it? Decent start for them, but I don't think nearly as dominant as you would have liked. There was a line change. Trevor Moore was put on that line in place of Kasperi Kapanen.
Nick Shore wins the faceoff for Toronto as it's played around back of the net. Pass out into the center ice area. Shore leaves it for Kerfoot. Kerfoot takes it back into his own zone. Got it up on the left wing side. And across the line, Kapanen shot blocked. The rebound came right back onto his stick, but he couldn't deliver a shot. Now into the corner goes Moore. So some more juggling being done here by Mike Babcock. Kerfoot in front for Moore. Got a shot away. Oh, and he just missed that far post. Kapanen, Moore, Kerfoot out there for Toronto. Here's Kapanen back to the blue line. Into the slot, right wing side for Cece, too far. Cece is pinched down, got it back of the net, centered. Backhand didn't work. Kerfoot back of the goal. Kerfoot in front of the net, unable to shoot it. There was Marner coming off the bench. Upended in front of the goal, Moore, no call. And it shot down into the Toronto zone. Here's Marner, playing it off the boards and into Washington territory. Back of the net, Mikheyev out on the line with Marner and Tavares now is Ilya Mikheyev.
Talked about that almost since the second game of the season, haven't we?
Yep, Kuznetsov gets it down into the corner, comes back to the point, and a shot is into the glove of Hutchison off the stick of John Carlson.
Well, Trevor Moore was spun around and upset in front of the Washington net. Not good enough for the Leafs' first power play of the night. Washington at four, coming into the third period, including that 5-on-3, which resulted in the Carlson goal.
I've had a busy week with officials this week. There are some people suggesting that the Packer-Lion game was somewhat tainted by poor officiating. I thought it was brilliant, personally, but That was my own thoughts on the matter. Worked out real well.
Is that a homer view of things?
Yeah, it was.
If it was the other way around?
No, I would have been really upset.
I guess the Detroit Free Press, when we were in Detroit, were...
Yep.
Something about in 2 billion years from now will be obliterated by the sun anyway, so none of this will matter.
That's right. Face off to the right of Hutchinson, and the draw won by Toronto. Barry tries to get away from Kuznetsov, got it out into the center ice area, and it's right back to the Leaf blue line, and Barry has it again. This time he gets it on to Gauthier, and as he tried to make a move at the blue line, He inadvertently took it out across the line and put himself offside. Matthews' line coming back over the boards.
The Leafs have pressured here in the third period. Trevor Moore had a great opportunity in front. But they need an ugly one, don't they? A deflection or a rebound that somebody can tap in.
Played down into the Toronto zone, tipped out in center, brought out now by Matthews up on the right side. Hall is going to think about going in after it, but then thinks better of it. Matthews is in there, spun along the boards. Nylander got it back to the net. Matthews back along the boards for Nylander. Nylander cycles it back for Matthews, back of the goal. He's out fought for the puck there by John Carlson, and Carlson just gets it airmailed out and down the ice.
An elite defenseman, isn't it? What do we got here? The Leafs going to take another penalty.
Looks like it.
And it's going to be a slash.
Slashing call.
Wow. We've laid off the officials pretty much this year. 5-0 in power plays now for the Washington Capitals.
So it will be another penalty kill brought to you by Cold Drops. Don't let a cold leave you shorthanded. Get relief with Cold Drops. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the right. The fifth power play opportunity for the Washington Capitals. The fifth unanswered power play opportunity. They've scored once. That was when they had a two-man advantage. And the draw won by Washington, and unable to keep it in. Ovechkin has to go back to center ice. Well, I dare say a power play goal here is going to put this out of reach. Here's a turnover at the blue line, fed out and down the ice by Toronto with 9.5 minutes to play in the third. Carlson goes back for it. He'll find Backstrom, who comes through the neutral zone with a long shoot in wide. Kuznetsov down into the end boards, plays it back to the blue line. Carlson walks the line, moves to the middle of the ice, dishes off on the right side. Backstrom stationed in front of the net. Kuznetsov gets it back. Now to Ovechkin, can't shoot it. Far side, Kuznetsov, a shot! Somewhere.
Well, Michael Hutchinson got caught leaning. I think there was going to be a backdoor pass, and the shot came to the short side. Getting a look at it again, which we believe might be the... Okay, so the slashing penalty is that Carlson shook his hand after Matthews could have been stick-on-stick. The official was actually behind both players.
Draw scrummed, but controlled by Toronto and fired down the ice by Morgan Rielly.
That's my point with that is I think you could probably call 7 or 8 of those a game.
The vibration on the stick is what created the problem. Oshie drops for Carlson. Pass on the wing doesn't work. The Leafs are able to chop it back out into the center ice area. So Francois Salaron and Justin St-Pierre have seen it fit that the Leafs have not been in a position to own a power play. Back to the point it comes. Kept in there by Carlson. Far side. Capitals get it back to the point near side. Ovechkin! And that was stopped by Justin Hall. He paid a bit of a price for it. Kapanen steals for Toronto. Nowhere to go with it, but just flip it around back of the net. He'll head to the bench. 14 seconds left in the penalty. Penalty kill has been pretty good, except when you're two men short.
Really, Washington has almost been cautious on this power play, haven't they? not wanting to give anything up.
Errant pass turns into an icing. The penalty has expired. And the faceoff comes back in the Washington zone. There's still time for a comeback. 7:49. The Leafs are going to have to get something to the net. And in behind, Ilya Samsonov.
Hey, Justin Hall, that had to hurt. He was down on one knee but turned sideways. And Ovechkin blasted it. It looked like on the outside of the right thigh.
So, see if they can't muscle up a little offense here. They win the faceoff, back to the point. Cleared back into the corner for Nylander. He had it knocked away by Orlov, and it is sent down into the Toronto end. Riley around back of the goal, up on the left wing. Launched high in the air. Boy, that's a jump ball that ends up being played out into the center ice area. Orlov up on the left wing. Stolen back by the Leafs. Nylander in over the line. Drops for Matthews. Given back to Nylander in front of the goal. Bouncing puck. And a good play by Nick Jensen to knock it away. Capitals break three abreast at center. Orlov across the line. Left wing side now for Varana. In front of the net for a one-timer that went off the stick of the Leaf player in front of the goal. And that is Janssen. And up into the screen it goes out of play with 7:06 to play in the third.
I was surprised to see Dmitry Orlov jumping into the play in the third period with a two-goal lead. Great if it works out, but if you end up getting trapped, you get a little criticism from the coach on the way back. Kerfoot out to take the face-off to the left of Michael Hutchinson.
And it's against Chandler Stephenson, who wins the draw for Washington. Point shot goes well wide of the Leaf goal. Near side. Kapanen couldn't get to it initially. Leafs back of the
here we are.
A hook coming against Washington.
Then
I think
Hathaway again for good measure gives
Washington
him an extra.
Right up for hooking.
This was after the whistle. Hathaway then turned and hooked onto him about three more times as if to say, if I'm gonna get one.
Make it a good one.
Sure it's good.
Power play brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Adventure comes standard with Subaru, fully equipped to enjoy more this fall. Visit your local Ontario dealer for great rates on 2019 models.
Hathaway, by the way, actually let go of his stick to try to plead innocence. You said this might happen, though, right? The Leafs should get maybe one or two late.
Well, it's still time. 6:55 to go.
I meant power plays.
Yes. But
calling for the comeback just yet, but this is going to be a key component of any comeback attempt by the Leafs.
13:04 to go.
And the big boys have to do something. They've been very quiet.
5 of 22 with the man advantage this year. Played back to the blue line to Riley over on the near side for Matthews. Back to Riley. He walks the line to the far side. Middle of the ice over on the wing. In front for Tavares, and he one-timed it, and it didn't reach the net. Matthews again. To Riley, back to Matthews, closing with a shot. There's a rebound! Janssen didn't see it. He was too much embroiled with Nick Jensen. And if he finds the puck, he might have been able to turn and get a backhand over the sprawling netminder. Riley comes out, drops for Marner. Marner coming through the neutral zone with a pass in on the left wing. Dropped by Janssen, but it comes out over the line. Riley hadn't gotten there in time. To Austin Matthews. Matthews turns in the corner. Still in the Toronto zone and now starts out. He's going to drop the puck back for Marner. Marner comes with speed through the neutral zone to the right wing pass. Flipped into the corner by Tavares. Swung back on the boards. It's going to come back to Tavares again. He leaves it for Riley. Near side Matthews. Matthews cross ice for Marner. Marner back to the point to Riley. Riley holds to Marner in the far corner. Still with it. Back to the blue line to Riley again. Now the wrist shot is blocked in front of the net. Tavares, I think, took that off the cheek. And it is cleared by the Capitals to center ice where Riley's having some difficulties with it. Leafs are changing. They did not get a shot on goal, I don't believe, in that first minute and a half.
Big boys are off the ice, so now we'll see if the second power play unit can get it done.
Nylander brought in on the right side. works down into the corner, swings it around in the boards, and it's not going to be kept in. Moore couldn't get there. Tyson Berry was way over on this side. Now here are the Leafs again. Kerfoot across the line to Nylander. Into the corner it goes. Kerfoot looking for a man in front. The penalty is about to expire and now has. Back in along the boards, Nylander with it. Chased back towards the blue line and forced out and loses the puck. Shot in by Orlov down into the Toronto zone. Kapanen for Gauthier. In across the line, Gauthier drops the puck onto the wing. It goes now back of the net, trying to flip it in front. It goes back of the goal. Hathaway is there to play it up on the wall. Now Jensen trying to make a play, can't. Here's a Moore trying to go to the front of the net. Mikheyev gets it back to the point, just kept in there by a diving Jake Muzzin. Puck is around back of the goal. 4:08 to play in the third period. Leafs down a pair. A shot from a sharp angle, handled easily by Samsonov. Launched high out and down the ice. And this is rolling and will go for icing as it's cleared by the goaltender to center. Back come the Leafs in over the line on the left wing. Matthews chipping it to the net and it went wide. Near side kept in by Cece. Back of the goal too far for Moore. Played on the boards and chipped to center ice by the Caps.
See when Michael Hutchinson may be making his way to the Leaf bench. 3:35 to go here. Leafs down by two.
Riley in his own zone, trying to find some skating room, drops it back for Cody Ceci. Bank pass ahead, Matthews. He would have had a teammate offside, plays it onto the wing, and it is cleared in by Morgan Riley, who tries to go in to do some forechecking. Quickly played around the boards, but not out. Then brought to the line and out by Washington. Leafs have to evacuate. Long shoot in. Samsonov knocked it into the corner. Back of the goal, a pass for Nylander didn't work. And it's going to be bunted off the boards to center ice by Washington with 3 minutes to play. I would think that Michael Hutchison will be on his way out if the Leafs can get the puck. And there he goes. Here's Marner. Flips it into the left wing corner. And against the wall, battling for it, there is the Leafs, but they turn it over at the blue line. Here's a chance now for Tavares, who scores! A turnover in the Washington zone with 2:33 left. And Johnny Tirado from the top of the circles snaps one home to make it 4-3.
And this will drive the coaching staff crazy. Three forwards leaving the zone looking for the empty net goal. And it's Alexander Ovechkin from the left wing boards, tries to throw it up the middle to Backstrom, but it's picked off. You had three Washington forwards taking off. So when it is picked off, it is a 4-on-2 down low, but John Tavares unloads from the high slot. Wouldn't that drive you crazy?
No. Hutchison back in the goal, played down into the Toronto end. Chipped up on the wall. Marner got it freed, but it comes to Orlov. Orlov can't keep it in. It comes out into the center ice area. Now he'll backhand it in, a delayed offside. But the Leafs are able to go back and get the puck. And Hutchison is heading for the bench. Riley is in behind the goal. The pass comes way up at center and is deflected in there by Matthews. Back of the net, swung around on the boards and now kept loose at center ice. As it got past Berry and back into the center ice area. Tyson Berry at the red line. Off the glass and in and around the far side. Kerfoot goes in there after it to kick it free for Kapanen, who gets it back to the blue line. Riley to the near side to Berry. Berry down into the corner for Nylander and back to Berry. Over on the far side to Riley. Back to Berry. To Nylander. Six attackers on the ice. The shot didn't get through. Puck is retrieved back of the net there by Kapanen. To Nylander, to Berry, wrist shot coming wide, rebound back of the goal. Matthews to Nylander, back to Berry again, over it goes to Riley, off on the wing, back to Riley, the shot coming, and it was high and wide. Berry keeps it in, Leafs pressing here for an equalizer with 1:09 to go. Berry with a shot, that deflects wide, Tavares centers, comes back to the blue line to Riley. Fed off on the wing to Marner. Looking back to the blue line, it comes to Riley again. Riley holds. Riley back of the net. Can't get it in front. It does come to Riley once more. Now Kerfoot keeping it in. Kerfoot plays it around the boards to the near wing. Nylander with 46 seconds left. To the point. Fed back in. It's a tired group of Capitals, but the Leafs have to have some energy as well. Back into the near corner. Fed out into the slot. Not out. No. Just kept in by Toronto's Riley. Kerfoot. Back of the net. Tavares. To the blue line to Riley. Now to Berry. Berry with a pass back into the slot. Knocked away. Caps just do get it out. 20 seconds left.
He's had to fire the puck from the point with traffic in front.
Played around the boards to the far side. Back of the net for Nylander. Nylander bodied. Knocked down. Plays it back behind the net. 6 seconds left. Nylander is down with the puck beneath him. It comes free. Quick shot is blocked in front off the stick of Tyson Berry. And the horn ends the game.
Would you agree that the Leafs had all kinds of opportunities from the point to try to get the puck to the net, but instead it would be a pass off to the sideboards? Not saying it works. Sometimes it gets blocked, and you pay for it with an empty net goal. But the Leafs, I think, in the last 2 minutes, some great puck possession time in the Washington zone. The bottom line was, they seem to try to want to pass the puck into the net instead of hammer it and look for the rebound. So the Leafs very quickly saw a game disappear at home against the Montreal Canadiens in the third period. See it happen in the second period tonight against the Washington Capitals.
So, really, 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute is really the difference in this hockey game. And it starts at the five-minute mark of the second period, because at 5:07, Kuznetsov scores his third. 11 seconds later, Backstrom scores to make it 3-2. And still within that minute, the Leafs then take two back-to-back penalties. Nick Shore at 5:36, Cody Ceci for delay of game at 5:54. That presents the 5-on-3, and just a few seconds after the five-minute mark, or the six-minute mark, it's a 4-2 hockey game, and that, the game's over.
You know what? I'm going to go back further, though. You give up a goal with a minute left in the first period. I think that gave Washington the legs to come out. And they did dominate the Leafs in the second period. I mean, Toronto was on their back on their heels. Washington established speed through the center ice area. So I'm going to go back to that. And you can even go back to a game against St. Louis that the Leafs had. 2-1 lead, last minute of the second period. They give up a goal. Blues come out and win it in the third period. So the timing of the mistakes for the Maple Leafs probably couldn't be worse. But I think, you know, you got a 2-0 lead. Washington's got nothing going. And you give up a goal to Varana, who's wide open in the circle to the left of Michael Hutchinson. I think those are the things where you say, you know, it's almost like you're protecting a lead at the end of the game. You get the final minute of the first period. You've got the two-goal lead. All you're thinking, let's carry this into the and you're outnumbered in your own zone, and the guy hammers it into an empty net.
So it is a 4-3 loss. The Leafs record drops to 4-3-1. They lose their first game on the road. They are 2-1, and the Washington Capitals pick up their 10th point of the campaign with their fourth victory against two losses, two overtime and shootout losses. So Tavares, Kapanen, and Mikheyev score the goals for the Maple Leafs. Too little, too late, as the Maple Leafs fall 4-3 to the Washington Capitals. Our postgame show is coming up. We invite you to stay tuned for the Del Mar International postgame show hosted by Jim Taddy. You've been listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.